back and they had a big problem. The wife was habitually late and her husband was always on time. Now this led to lots of conflict. And to make matters worse, every time his wife was running late, the husband would go out to their car and honk the horn continuously until she came out. Well, this made her so angry that she intentionally moved slower. My advice to them was simple. Try a different solution. You don't have to keep doing those things over and over. Proverbs 26:11 says, as a dog returns to its vomit, so a fool repeats his folly. And Albert Einstein said, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. So what if I try a new approach to an old problem today? What if I get advice about something that just isn't working? We don't have to keep making the same mistakes over and over again. And that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of CenterPoint, CenteringLives.com. Rich Thomas Weather.
We've got another very hot day ahead, but gradually our rain chances will start to get a little better. Today, high temperature in the middle 90s again, heat index into triple digits again, and partly sunny with spotty afternoon and evening storms cooling off a few lucky towns. Many towns will stay dry, and the storms fade out at night, overnight low in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, with a high in the low to mid-90s again, the coverage on those scattered afternoon storms a little better tomorrow, and a lot better on Sunday, with maybe 50 to 60% coverage by then. Sunday's high 92 and decent chance of more storms on Monday. Our weather app will show you where the storms are and where they're going to be. Plus current conditions, hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, and push notifications for severe weather alerts wherever you are instantly. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
This is Troy King. I'm the Republican running for Attorney General. My opponent, Steve Marshall, the real Steve Marshall, he's a Democrat. Appointed by a Democrat, ran as a Democrat alongside Nancy Pelosi, gave thousands of dollars to Democrats in their liberal agenda, including abortion. Marshall even had an Obama bumper sticker. The bottom line is, Steve Marshall betrayed us. He took a crooked appointment from Robert Bentley and then let Bentley off the hook, because that's what Democrats do. Enough is enough. It's time to end the deal-making that's made Montgomery a cesspool of corruption. Steve Marshall knows that the only way a Democrat can get elected Attorney General of Alabama is by pretending to be a Republican. Don't let Steve Marshall get away with it. I'm Troy King, the Republican for Attorney General. Paid for by the Friends of Troy King, P.O. Box 240818, Montgomery, Alabama, 36124.
Did you know Big A Tires has been serving the Montgomery area for 40 years? At Big A Tires, they carry all tire brands priced for your budget, including Michelin, Bridgestone, Firestone, Nitto, Cooper, and more. They even have used tires. Looking for truck tires? Whatever you need, shoot. Big A also carries tires for your trailer. But Big A Tires also specializes in complete auto repair, including check engine diagnostics, air conditioning repair, brakes, and, of course, oil changes. They can also align your car and replace any parts needed. So, call them today or visit them on Facebook or their website at BigATires.com.
Bobby Bright once said he had no regrets about voting for Nancy Pelosi as Speaker. Guess that's why he voted with Pelosi's liberal agenda more than 70% of the time and accepted $25,000 in campaign contributions from her, and why he defended Obamacare.
Alabama's true conservative choice? Martha Roby. Roby's been a fierce advocate for Alabama values in Washington. That's why Roby supported the Trump tax cuts and stood up for Alabama farmers by voting for the Farm Bill. Martha Roby is working hand in hand with President Trump to move Alabama forward.
Our choice for Congress is clear. Fall with Pelosi and Bright, or stand tall with Roby and President Trump. Tuesday, July 17th. Vote Martha Roby for Congress.
U.S. Chamber is responsible for the content of this advertising, paid for by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.uschamber.com.
I'm Judge Michelle Thomas, and I'm running for the Alabama Court of Civil Appeals. Did you know that 75 to 80% of civil appeals are family court cases permanently affecting the lives of children and families of Alabama? And I've ruled on over 13,000 of these cases. My opponent, she has never ruled on even one. July 17th, vote for the judge with a heart for families and children. Vote Michelle Manley Thomason, second on the ballot, but first in experience.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Judge Michelle Manley Thomason, P.O. Box 221, Fairhope, Alabama 36533.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
All right, guys, welcome back into News and Views. 8 minutes after 10 o'clock. I have in the studio one F. Jackson Campbell III.
How you doing?
Trisha's sneaking her way back in.
Trisha, a.k.a. Love Bug.
Hold on, turn it up.
Oh, boy.
I don't have to turn it up to lip sync. You're singing.
Emily Hayes is a fan of this song.
Emily Hayes likes Toto.
Hey, they're coming to Montgomery. I may go to this concert.
I think we need to take a whole group.
Toto's coming to Montgomery?
Yes.
When?
October?
Oh, I love this song.
They coming to the Impact?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is it October they're coming?
I don't remember the date, but I know they're coming.
I think we need to take a big group.
I think that would be a great idea.
A Blue Water representation.
Nope.
Scratch
that. Are they playing the greatest hits? Is it like a 10-minute concert?
Jackson.
No, I love this song.
They have three hits.
I know.
Hold the Line, Toto, and Africa. If they just play those three songs over and over again,
I would be really happy.
I would be really, really happy.
They probably have some other good songs no one's
they
ever heard.
They don't replay.
Yeah.
Concert on
just
replay.
Just put a CD on it. Probably sounds better than them at their old age.
I know it, really.
Is this a cover band like some of the older bands that tour and they got one original member and everybody else is plug and play?
I have no idea.
But let me tell you, I hope they succeed. I hope they sell it out. I like Toto. I wouldn't mind going to the concert. Be fun. Take a big group. We can't all represent Blue Water, though. Might get in trouble with the big fella in the corner office downstairs.
He's not here today.
I know. That's the scary part. He might be listening.
Oh, right.
When he's here, I don't have to worry about him listening. I'm on my best behavior when he's not here.
We'll just go as friends.
Did you come into our anniversary show?
I did. You know, I thought about something this morning.
Yeah.
It's actually close to my anniversary. The first time that I sat in the studio with you was July the 3rd, 2015.
How do you remember that?
Because I don't forget anything.
That was a life-changing experience, I guess.
No, it's because everybody else, it was, I think, the fourth fell on, like, a Tuesday.
And everybody else had taken the Monday off.
You were the only show that was live that day. And apparently you could not find anybody else to come in. And you were like, can you please come in for 1 hour? And then now I'm like the tick on the collie dog's ear. You can't get rid of me.
It was a Friday before July 4th.
Okay.
Therein lies the problem. I just looked it up.
But that was the first time that I sat in studio with you. I thought about that this morning.
Well, let me tell you, I'm glad you did. I'm glad you did. Was that your in-studio radio debut up here? Or you've been on the air up here in studio before?
I had dropped by. That was, what happened was Brady Moore called me, and he was like, but hey, Baron's begging you to be on his show. And I was like, man, I got all these responsibilities, and I'm busy, and, you know, it's going to cost. And he was like, but hey.
Are you not a doctor by then?
He's going. No, I wasn't a doctor then.
Okay.
I am now.
Yeah, Dr. AD.
And a detective.
We'll tell that story later.
Oh, my gosh. So, but anyhow, no, it was that Friday, and it was Richard Two Cups.
Yeah.
Did the first hour. Rich did the second hour, and I did the third hour.
How about that? Rich who did the second hour?
Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas did an hour with me?
Yes.
What? When?
Steel Trap, baby. Steel Trap.
I don't remember any of this.
That's because you wasn't here at 3:30.
I don't remember that. You did the third hour.
Yeah.
I remember Two Cups coming in.
Mm-hmm.
He hadn't come in a while. He got mad at me.
Hey, is it?
I'll imagine that.
Is it 3:30 when you start smoking pot, or is it?
No, that's 4:20.
God, I've been so confused about that ever since y'all started calling Jack 3:30.
3:30 is
3 days a week and 30 minutes late.
That's what that is. Okay.
Our number, if you want to get in, 27292.
And by God, you're just lucky to have me in
there. We'll take all the Jack we can get.
You are the best part of the show, Jack.
Really?
I will say that.
I'll say that, too. Lisa.
Yeah.
Hey, you're on the air, my friend.
Thank you very much. I'd like to thank you for the fine job that you do and your time. I'm calling in regards to the action that Mr. Mayor has taken regarding health insurance for city employees that are 65 and older. My father is a retired district chief, and he's 80 years old now. The people that are 65 and older can no longer benefit from the insurance that they earned. They saved lives, saved property, saved businesses, along with the police department, et cetera. And I would like to ask the fine people of Montgomery to consider if they themselves or somebody that they know did not benefit from the work of those 65 and older, the work and the sacrifice of those heroes, maybe their grandparents, their parents, or they themselves. And I would like for the people to make their voice heard on all of the shows on talk radio and show up for the city council meeting next week.
What is being discussed?
Well,
you didn't miss anything. There was a change in the policy for the insurance of retirees, city retirees.
Okay.
65 and older.
Yeah. Okay. Because it's Friday, we'll go through this for a second. They used to have a Blue Cross supplemental policy, okay. Correct?
Correct.
Okay. What do you have now? No supplemental policy?
Well, that is what will happen for those 65 and older.
Right. But I'm saying, so there used to be a free supplemental policy as part of your retirement benefits, correct?
I believe it was free.
Okay. Yeah. Or some modest premium.
Yeah, okay.
They've decided to do away with the supplemental Blue Cross policy. Did they give you anything for 65 and older? Did they give you anything to replace it?
No.
They just said, have a good day.
Right. Now, I don't know all the details, but apparently there's some insurance cover, underwriter, that will cover them, but it's going to be a lot more. And the cost is prohibitive for many, many, many people. And furthermore, I don't think, as of today, my understanding is it won't cover any hospitalizations. So the hospitals are going to suffer too, because a lot of people just won't go to the hospital.
Okay.
So you're saying they're dropping all your insurance?
They're dropping the supplemental policy.
Well, supplemental doesn't cover hospitalization. Hospitalization's on your primary insurance. That would have nothing to do with supplemental.
Doesn't Medicare cover hospitalization?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, wait. I am not completely familiar with all the details of it, but I know many people are. Yeah. And okay. I would like
Have them give us a call.
Yeah, I hate to comment on this because I think I know what's going on, but I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, I know enough to be dangerous, and that's why I'm sitting back and just asking questions.
Yeah.
But if you know somebody that has better talking points or better
understanding.
Yeah, better understanding. Have them give us a call, Lisa. I appreciate your call. Thank you. I've heard about this. I've had two or three people contact me off air, Facebook, and text message, and then a phone call yesterday. The reality is I don't have a firm enough grasp of what's going on to comment on it.
And I'll tell you this, from working in a government organization, insurance is a hot button. I mean, it is terribly a hot button. I came from being self-employed to working for the Board of Education. I went from paying for my own insurance to paying $2 a month for insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They bumped our part of our coverage from $2 to $25
a
month.
People freaked out.
And it was like the world ended.
Yeah.
And I'm like, guys,
they
y'all have
talk,
no
they
clue.
They want to talk about the 10,000% increase, not just the fact
back
that
when I was in P-Hip,
yeah,
dude, you could get your leg amputated $20. That's all you ever paid.
Well, I don't want my leg.
And I was
amputated.
Well, but you know what I'm saying.
What do you,
I mean,
what do you get for tree fitty?
Can they fix it?
They didn't realize what they
had. Did you get my toenails trimmed?
But to a state or a government employee, they have no concept of what insurance costs.
Yeah.
Hey, I pay $1,100 a month.
Yeah, we got to pause this because I do have to tell everybody about my friends over at ASC Credit Union. And if you have not had an opportunity to get by ASC Credit Union, now is your chance to correct it. You do not have to wander around in the dark wondering what it's like to have a bank that cares about you. You can go to ASC Credit Union and figure it out. You don't have to. You're not stuck with one of these big national banks that just chews up your money and destroys you. You're not. You have options. You have a place where you can go get loans for things like commercial lending, and they don't have to bankrupt you to try to get a loan. They don't have to hammer you to death try to get a loan. You can go get a car loan, new or used car loan, and it's. I'm telling you, it's modest. It's modest, very, very modest. So get by ASC Credit Union. They have locations all over the place. 8 or 9, I think, they're up to now in the River region. Plus the virtual locations. Online banking with the user interface is just incredible. They have an app. They got it all. 5,000 co-op locations around the country. ASC Credit Union. If you're sick of the big box bank runaround, call ASC Credit Union, get by there, open a checking account. The absolutely free checking account is the first step. Get by there when you get a chance. Federally insured by NCUA. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman with you, 84 sits in, Trisha sits in. More people lined up today. It's going to be a big day, 84.
It's always a big day on News and Views.
Always a big day. We'll be back.
River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is Mike Huckabee. In the race for lieutenant governor, there's something you need to know. Will Ainsworth is trying to make you believe he has a relationship with Donald Trump that simply doesn't exist.
On February 27, 2016 in Huntsville, Will Ainsworth campaigned against Donald Trump. He said, Donald Trump is a con artist, not a conservative. His ridiculous act has gone far enough, and we have to put a stop to it now.
While Ainsworth was campaigning against Donald Trump, Twinkle Kavanaugh was going door-to-door for the president in multiple states. Twinkle fought for Donald Trump, not against him.
A con artist? That's what Will Ainsworth called our president in February 2016. Now he's trying to hide his record.
There's a clear choice for lieutenant governor. Will Ainsworth is intentionally trying to deceive you. He's the real con artist. Twinkle Kavanaugh is a champion for Donald Trump, and she'll fight for you too.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
Paid for by Bobby Bright for Congress.
Okay, we all remember when Martha Roby said this in 2016.
Mr. Trump, I would like for you to step aside.
Apparently, Martha Roby is still a never-Trumper. This is what she said just this morning on Fox News about that comment.
2 years later, Roby is having to explain the comments she made against him.
No regrets.
Really, Martha? No regrets? Is that how you treat your friends after all President Trump's done for you?
I'm Bobby Bright. I voted for Donald Trump to shake up the establishment, and he is doing just that. But he needs our help. Washington is broken. Lobbyists running the show. Wasteful spending and Republican insiders turning their backs on our president.
There was a wise farmer from right here in District 2 that once said, the second kick from a mule has no educational value. After 8 years, the voters of District 2 have now been educated, and they've got some kicking to do of their own.
I'm Bobby Bright. I approve this ad. We've got a swamp to drain.
Hidden away at Wind Creek, Montgomery is a special place known only to a few. A little speakeasy, so to speak. Slip on into Itabina, tucked away on the third floor above the casino. Enjoy a cool libation with a Delta twist. Then savor some gourmet southern cuisine with a taste of Beale Street on the side. It's a dining experience you've only dreamed of. But remember, it's our little secret. Only at Wind Creek, Montgomery. Itabina.
Hard work, humility, integrity, all values I learned from growing up on a small family farm in West Alabama. I'm Judge Christy Edwards, and I want to put those values and my experience to work for you on the Court of Civil Appeals. I've practiced in the areas of family law, commercial and civil litigation, been an attorney for this court, and a tax court judge for almost a decade. I'm Christy Edwards. I believe judges should uphold the laws as they are written and appreciate the importance of ruling clearly and consistently so that the people and the businesses understand their rights and obligations. It's what I strive to do every day in cases involving some of the most complex laws on the books. I'm Christy Edwards. I'm a wife, a mother, a judge, and a conservative, and I'm asking for your vote in the Republican runoff on July 17th. The only thing I'm promising you is to be fair and to work hard for the people of this state.
Paid for by committee to elect Christy Edwards to Alabama Court of Civil Appeals, P.O. Box 4211, Montgomery, Alabama, 36103.
Well, I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. You got something big coming up, Dot.
Customer Appreciation Day. It'll be the 21st of July.
What can we expect from Customer Appreciation Day?
There'll be some great sales going on, as well as the gift certificates and some light refreshments.
You know, Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall is the type of place you can take a day and just explore all the treasures.
Oh, it does. It does. You know, we've got an elevator. We have a handicapped restroom. We've got everything for you, and it's air conditioned.
All right. Give us the information again on Customer Appreciation Day.
9 until 6 on Saturday, July the 21st, there'll be drawings for gift certificates and light refreshments and great sales going on.
What about your regular hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
1, 2, 3, 4!
In 24 minutes after 10 o'clock.
Well, she
sounds better to you guys than it does to us because it's in mono here. Missing half the song, but it's still a fun song. Still a fun song. Guys, welcome back into News and Views. Jack Campbell and Baron Coleman. We're here with you each and every day, joined this hour by 84.
Yes.
Trisha.
Hello.
Joey.
Hello.
Carolyn. That's who's going to answer your phone if you call 272-9238, but not right now because it's jam-packed and full. I do need to mention this hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends, Kim Williams, over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Kim Williams and Alabama Home Mortgage have saved our audience millions and millions and millions of dollars that they otherwise would have been forking over to some gigantic big-box bank up in New York City.
New York City!
And they would have said, you know, you dumb, ignorant Alabamians, well, spending all your money that you're sending up here.
Nobody from New York talks like that.
How do they
that
talk, Jack?
That was wrong.
You guys, jeez.
All these Alabamians.
All you do down there is drink coffee.
They keep bringing us all this money. Now, what are we going to do with all this money, Marge?
Forget about it.
We got all this money from Alabama. Kim Williams keeps all that money from Alabama right here. You can refinance, save a bunch of money. She knocks insurance payments off of that. I mean, there's so much she can knock up. Not like your homeowner's insurance, but, you know, these little mortgage insurance. Yeah, PMI. That's what I was trying to think of the word. The mortgage insurance and everything else. Don't deal with all that. Call Kim Williams. Get rid of it. 567-4223. 567-4223. And if you need to buy a house, she can help you get pre-qualified. Pre-qualified. Call her a few months before you're ready to buy a house, and she'll get you squared away. You can take your money, and you turn into like a cash buyer. You walk in and say, cash on the barrel head. I'll take it.
Woo.
I know. It's big money. It's big money. 567-4223. You can apply online, alahomemortgage.com. Just stop by in person. She's up in Wetumpka. NMLS number 1586368. She's an equal housing lender. Wow.
That was a lot to say.
That was a big, big spot there. Clint, you're on the air.
Good day, News and Views.
Hello, how you doing?
Mr. Campbell, how's your campaign going, sir?
Well, it's going well. I'm hitting all corners of the city.
All corners of the city.
Well, hey, Mr. Coleman, I'm in with Toto, and 84 can buy my ticket. And,
oh, yay.
Well, thank you, Glenn, for allowing me to buy your damn ticket.
Hey,
Hey, it can't be that much if they only have
84 minutes. Obviously runs around and has nothing but money bags because I've never seen him work. I've never seen him work.
I did.
You saw him work?
He came and worked.
Yeah. One time we have evidence he's worked.
Okay, call my ass on Sunday at 9 o'clock in the morning and
Maybe I've seen him work once. Maybe I had an air conditioner capacitor go out at 9 a.m. on a Sunday.
Yeah.
But trust me, if he buy my ticket, he will enjoy the concert because I'm a partying nut.
So. Oh, boy.
Are you bringing...
yes.
Okay.
And we can be sitting in the back. Before it's over, we're going to be up on the stage.
Yay! That is my kind of a good time.
Clint knows the deal. Clint knows the routine. He knows how to get invited on
stage. We'll be on stage. Our elbows will be on stage.
Our elbows.
So, you know, at the front of the stage. You just have to know how to do it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But hey, Ms. Coleman.
Yes, sir.
You know, I spent a lot of time with Brits. In the military and party with them.
Uh-huh.
And stayed with them.
Do what?
And stayed with them.
Oh, stayed with them.
Yeah, you know, Jägermeister, cold beer, whatever. I had a lot of time with Brits. Good people.
Oh, the Brits. Okay, I'm sorry. I was mostly kidding about the Brits. We had to whip their ass twice in a war.
Open up a big can of whoop ass.
We've had to save their ass twice in a war. Mm-hmm. So if you have to beat someone twice and save them twice.
Like you said, sir, the globalists.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, they never complained about our president before. Then we finally get a good president, and they can't stand it.
Yeah.
It's like America. You know, the globalists here, you cannot stand Donald Trump. Because mm-hmm. he does everything right. Yeah. And it's been a long time coming. So.
I hear you. Well, Clint, I appreciate your insight from your service with British people.
You guys have a great weekend. 84, I'll be waiting on that ticket, dude.
All right, bro.
You got that coming, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's just right on the way?
Yeah.
Jack,
are you going to... one hand and...
You going to make 84 buy your ticket, too?
No, because it won't be that much. I understand they're charging... $3 for every hit song, so it'll be a $9 ticket.
You can swing $9?
I think I can.
George, you're on the air.
Baron,
yes, sir.
24 hours ago, in the first hour, you said something about Charlie Graddick.
Yeah.
What has he said lately?
Charlie Graddick has endorsed Troy King for Attorney General.
Okay. And you said, did you say that Montgomery doesn't have anybody like Charlie Graddick or something?
Yeah, there's no real Montgomery equivalent to Charlie Graddick. Can you think of one?
Yeah, Troy King, Bobby Bright. Jerry Beasley and Jimmy Evans. You never hear a word out of... Yeah, Jerry Beasley was lieutenant governor.
Yeah, but...
Well, he's not in public service, though.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is somebody who, when they speak, the rank and file in the bar will listen. We don't really have someone like that in Montgomery. Most people in the bar don't give two rips what Jerry Beasley thinks about anything, to be honest with you. They just want his money. I mean, they just... I'll break it down. People tolerate Jerry Beasley because he has a lot of money and he pays it to a lot of people. But they don't really care what he thinks.
Okay. Why does anybody care?
I'm just being honest.
War Eagle.
I like Jerry Beasley. He's a nice guy, but if he wasn't rich, people wouldn't care what he had to say. Charlie Graddick's not rich. People care what he has to say. It's apples and oranges.
Okay. People care about Charlie Graddick.
Down there they do.
Okay.
He's got a good reputation.
Yeah. Well, cool. I never cared that much about what he thought. And this, I guess maybe it's the same as just by locality. But there's other people that have been in statewide office and nobody cares what they think either. And I just wondered, he's the only one, isn't he, that anybody cares what he thinks? Charlie Graddick.
You're making, because I say somebody cares what he thinks, that does not mean that nobody cares what anybody else thinks.
Oh.
Yeah, that's bad logic. Okay. That's Democrat logic.
All right.
Don't be a Democrat, George.
Okay. No, I won't. Nobody cares what Ron Sparks thinks, former commissioner of agriculture, or what Bob James thinks, former governor, or John Patterson thinks, former governor.
John Patterson doesn't even know what he thinks.
Now, hang on.
Isn't Ron Sparks a Democrat?
Yeah. But John Patterson's like, I mean, he's pretty old. He's pretty out. He's been out of the public life for a long time. Yeah. And nobody cares what Ron Sparks thinks. Nobody cares. I don't remember the other people you named, but yeah.
Is Graddick still a Democrat?
No, Graddick became a Republican. He ran as a Republican.
He was like presiding circuit judge of Mobile for a while.
For a long time.
Yeah.
But he endorsed Troy King. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, on his Facebook page.
All right. All right.
You go check it out.
I believe you. It occurred to me when you said that there's a lot of other former constitutional officers in Alabama and even national, representatives and senators that are floating around in Alabama, and you never hear a word out of them. They all took the money and ran or whatever.
Yeah. I think for the most part that's accurate. But what I was talking about with Graddick was an influential member of the bar who can move a lot of lawyer votes just by speaking. There is nobody like that in Montgomery. Jerry Beasley cannot move my vote by speaking, nor can he move hardly anybody else's vote by speaking. There's just no other judge, retired judge, influential lawyer around here that people look to for guidance. It just doesn't happen. Charlie Graddick is unique in Mobile.
Okay, and Troy King is, you hear from him every day, whether he's running for office or not, but that's in a different context than Charlie
I'm guessing
Graddick.
You're not voting for Troy King, George.
Oh, yeah, I will.
Okay, it's surprising.
But, I see politics with me is a spectator sport, and this anomaly that nobody cares what former politicians think sprang up until you mentioned Charlie Graddick, and I didn't know anybody cared about him. So.
Yeah, they do down there. They do.
All right. Well, thanks for your time.
Appreciate
Bye.
It.
Thanks, George.
Our number 272-9228, if you want to get in. Somebody that everybody cares about is Riley Manning over at Riley Manning Painting. Riley Manning Painting, RileyManningPainting.com. You got to get with Riley Manning when you get the opportunity because he's going to get your place squared away at once. It's going to be looking oh so good.
How do your doors look at your house, Baron?
You ought to come by and see my doors.
I saw them yesterday.
Aren't they beautiful?
They are.
Trisha delivered food through those front doors yesterday. They're gorgeous.
That's what my new front door is going to look like.
Uh-huh.
Have you seen Trisha's front door?
Shut up.
I have not.
It looks good.
It looks like Trisha painted it and not Riley Manning.
I told you I painted that hardware on purpose so I could get new hardware.
I don't believe that for a second.
It's true.
Oh, subterfuge.
I think the flower like bandit painted that door.
Is that like when you break the dishes so you don't have to load the dishwasher?
I don't do that.
Joey, that's a trick we've all learned.
Oh,
sure
I've done it.
I've
done it.
Men do stuff like that so they don't have
to. Well, you painted the hardware, so you get new hardware. I don't see the difference. Anyway, Riley Manning won't paint your hardware unless you want him to, I guess.
It didn't then work anyway.
My front doors look amazing. 84's front porch looks lights out. Dynamite.
My whole house looks dynamite, and he painted the whole damn thing.
Well, that's Riley Manning for you. Give him a call, 799-1284. Don't be Trisha. Be more like 84 and Baron. Your place will look good.
And not half
And
painted.
Not like Trisha's.
That's his new tagline. Don't be a Trisha. You know that commercial, Don't Be a Dave?
Yeah.
Don't be a Trisha.
Don't be Trisha. Don't be a Trisha.
Get Riley.
Get Riley. Get Riley. Get your place looking good. 799-1284. The guy's a genius. We'll be back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
70 and 97. The two numbers voters should know in the Republican runoff for Congress. 70 is the percent of the time Democrat Bobby Bright voted with Nancy Pelosi. Bright voted to make Pelosi Speaker. And she rammed Obamacare down our throats with its crushing tax increases and painful cuts to Medicare. 97, the percent of the time Martha Roby votes for the conservative agenda she shares with the Trump administration, like tax reform, border security, and strengthening our military. When you vote July 17th, remember, Democrat Bobby Bright, 70% with Pelosi. Republican Martha Roby, 97% with the conservative agenda she shares with the Trump administration. In the Republican runoff, vote for the Republican. Martha Roby for Congress.
I'm Martha Roby, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Martha Roby for Congress.
I'm lifelong Republican Rich Anderson, a candidate for our Court of Criminal Appeals. There's only one candidate in the runoff who's fought for crime victims in every appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. There's only one candidate who has any experience in appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. I'm Rich Anderson. I've kept dozens of murderers off our streets, and I've got the experience to get justice done in our Court of Criminal Appeals. Choose the right experience on July 17th. Choose Rich Anderson. Paid for by Anderson for Alabama. P.O. Box 2337, Montgomery, Alabama, 36102.
They're strong, and then there's Mom Strong. So now that she needs care after her surgery, it's my turn to be strong for her. And it's good to know there's help.
If you have questions about rehabilitation, home health, or care after a hospital stay, call 1-866-KINDRED, and a registered nurse can walk you through the care options that best fit your needs. Kindred Services can provide you with nursing, therapy, medication management, and more. See how Kindred can help. Call 1-866-KINDRED.
Bobby Bright once said he had no regrets about voting for Nancy Pelosi as Speaker. Guess that's why he voted with Pelosi's liberal agenda more than 70% of the time and accepted $25,000 in campaign contributions from her, and why he defended Obamacare.
Alabama's true conservative choice, Martha Roby. Roby's been a fierce advocate for Alabama values in Washington. That's why Roby supported the Trump tax cuts and stood up for Alabama farmers by voting for the Farm Bill. Martha Roby is working hand-in-hand with President Trump to move Alabama forward.
Our choice for Congress is clear. Fall with Pelosi and Bright, or stand tall with Roby and President Trump. Tuesday, July 17th. Vote Martha Roby for Congress.
The U.S. Chamber is responsible for the content of this advertising, paid for by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.uschamber.com.
Swamp star Twinkle Cavanaugh is lying about conservative outsider Will Ainsworth because Twinkle is the one who didn't support Trump. The truth? Ainsworth proudly supports Trump and campaigned for him against crooked Hillary, calling Trump, quote, the only choice for true conservatives. Here's Will Ainsworth 2 years ago on Trump.
Any Republican official who votes for a candidate other than Trump might as well wear a Hillary Clinton, I'm with her button to their polling place. 8 years of Obama have allowed socialism to take root in the United States. The milquetoast Republican officials who renounce Trump should put the needs of the nation ahead of their childish tantrums. Every Republican should join me in supporting Trump.
If lobbyist, career politician, bureaucrat Twinkle Cavanaugh will lie about Trump, what won't she lie about? Will Ainsworth, the pro-Trump conservative outsider Alabama needs.
Paid for by friends of Will Ainsworth, 7520 Browns Valley Road, Gunnersville, Alabama, 35976.
Welcome back in the News and Views. It's 20 till the top of the hour.
Stop aching my body, stop shaking, and I can't take no more.
Right. A little rock and roll moment here on News and Views. Do I? Joey likes it.
I'm at homecoming dance in the gym at Hooper right now.
Listen, we had a conversation.
My junior year.
That I didn't know whether it was on air or off air when we started playing Whitesnake, and Joey assured us it was an off air conversation of Tony Katan.
Yes.
In the 1980s.
Oh, on the hood of that car.
That video came out in what, 1987? Young Baron was only 8 years old at the time.
Oh, boy. You couldn't fully appreciate
but
it.
No, Baron began to fully appreciate it very quickly. Baron watched a lot of MTV that summer. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228, 272-9228, 41 minutes after 10 o'clock. Your calls are welcome. We'll get to them in a second. My friends over at New Look Decorating want you to come by because they know, frankly, what Riley Manning knows. Your house looks like garbage. It's time to update it. Time to get it looking good. They've got Benjamin Moore paints. They've got Benjamin Moore paints. The absolute highest quality paints in America. In America, Benjamin Moore paints. They're on the Atlanta Highway where Bell Road dead ends into them. They have two designers on staff, two different designers on staff. And, of course, Brett Lanham and Brian Carr over there know absolutely everything there is to know about paint and everything else. So get by when you get the opportunity to Benjamin Moore, New Look Decorating on the Atlanta Highway. And if you say, I don't paint my own house, I hire a painting contractor. Well, tell them to call New Look Decorating, because when you do that, they have their own contractor entrance. They go in their own contractor entrance at New Look Decorating.
And they have coffee.
And they have coffee? Mm-hmm. At New Look Decorating? Mm-hmm. I didn't even know this. I don't drink coffee, though.
Yeah.
That water?
Probably. They probably give you anything.
They have coffee and probably water.
Yeah.
At New Look Decorating. So get by there when you get a chance. New Look Decorating on the Atlanta Highway, right where Bell Road dead ends into them. We have a very full studio. Are you going to come join us?
Where am I going
to go? Yeah, I'll scoot
over. I'm here with Joey.
If you want to plug in, I've got a headphone amp over here. We have Jack Campbell in the studio, as we do each and every day, Monday through Friday. Well, 3 days a week in 30 minutes. Jack, I'm kidding, buddy. I'm kidding. Jack.
84, you're an ass. Don't come over here and talk to me.
No, what?
You're an ass. You came up with that. All right,
no,
now.
I did not.
What?
That one came up with it.
I did not come up with that. Don't you?
You most certainly did.
Don't you pin that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
Well, I tell you what, if we get another damn person in the studio, we have to spray him with Pam to get him in here.
If you'd have been here that day, you would know who came up with it, Jack.
Really?
Oh, what are you talking about?
Oh, damn. Who did come up with that?
You did.
I did not.
You most certainly did.
Did I really?
Welcome to News and Views, the home of no accountability. For your comments.
Happy anniversary.
We sound like a Twinkle and Will ad right here. I know you are, but what am I?
We also have Tricia in the studio.
Good morning.
Joey's in the studio.
Hello.
Kristen's in the studio.
Hi.
Carolyn's in the studio.
Hi.
And your calls are welcome at 272-9228. It's the anniversary edition. What are you showing me here? These song requests?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Oh, can you do me a favor?
What?
Can you tell me, you have had on consecutive days superhero moments.
No, Kristen's a superhero.
Oh, here we go.
No, you have had superhero moments the last 2 days. 2 days ago, 84 located a stolen vehicle. Yes. I'll let you explain the details behind that. And last night, he chased down a robbery suspect.
No.
Yes,
that's
yes.
Dangerous.
Hey, the job as mayor of Pentlala never stops.
Even when you're in Montgomery?
Yeah, last night's a lot better story. So I'm working at, how did I put it to you, at a structure near the 5,000 block of Vaughn Road.
A house.
Okay.
No, you call it Ridgecrest Baptist Church. But okay. we're doing it like the news does it. A structure near the 5,000 block.
Okay.
All right, so I go inside, I'm replacing thermostat on the kitchen unit. I walk back out, and my truck's gone. Like, gone.
Oh, boy.
That's not exactly what I said.
The whole part was right.
Oh, something.
It sounded a little more like, oh,
that's it. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I said. And first thing that goes to my mind is I'm having a stroke. I forgot where I parked my truck. And I'm like, no, I didn't. I know I parked right here. So second thing goes to my mind, all right.
You're a redneck and you leave your keys in your truck?
Yeah, I leave my keys in my truck. And yeah, well, I mean, that ain't the smartest thing to do. But, I mean, who's going to steal? My truck looks like a damn NASCAR. I mean, who's going to? You can't get away in it, you know? I mean, good God, it's wrapped. It's like stealing the 98 truck out there. I mean, you can't, like, hide. So I say, okay, buddy of mine is pranking me. So I run around the corner. It ain't there. I run around the other corner. Ain't there. I call my partner. I'm like, Frank, are you pranking me? Did you take my truck? He's like, what the hell are you talking about? I'm like, somebody just stole my truck. And he said, no.
Oh, he said, no.
And I said, yes.
And so, hold on. I want to finish the rest of your sentence. Sounded something like that, I'm assuming.
One more. So I call 911. I'm like, somebody just stole my truck. And, you know, I give them all the details and everything. And I'm running around the dang church. And it's just a big church. I mean, it's, you know, 150 yards long. So I'm coming back around. I just got off the phone with 911. I'm like, hell, I see a headlight down there in them trees. And so I run down there, my dang truck. They done took my truck, put it in the trees. And so I go through all this hullabaloo. The police get there, finally. And city police officer, they come up, the first guy, they were very nice, and he asked me, you know, what happened, and I told him what had gone on, and he says, well, now, Mr. Sharp, are you sure you didn't park your truck here?
The police officer?
Yeah. And I just paused and looked at him, and I said, yes, sir. He says, well, that doesn't sound like a definitive no. And I said, are you sure you didn't park your truck here? And I said, the reason I paused is that's the most asinine question I've ever been asked. I mean, not to be, you know, rude, but I'm working 3.5 blocks from here. I'm not going to walk from my truck right here all the way over there to that church building to work on it. I said, that's freaking stupid. Did not knock on one door and ask anybody if they saw anything. There were two kids that walked by during this situation, did not even say a word to them.
Talking about the police.
The police. Yeah. Montgomery MPD.
Right.
And like I said, they were very nice and...
useless.
And yeah, basically gave me the report, said that it would be filed, I could get a copy of the report in 45 days, asked me 4 times if I wanted to prosecute, and I said yes. And the last time he said, now are you sure you want to prosecute? And I said, hell yes, I want to prosecute if y'all catch this son of a bitch.
I ain't gonna catch him
is what I said.
I'm gonna let it go.
We need a new mayor.
I'm gonna let it go. No dumping.
We
there.
Do need a new mayor.
It's 84.
Now, contrast that with last night. Now, last night, so I'm headed home. I'm going just past Mosley's store. I barely missed the Jokers when they pulled up. I mean, they had to pull up right after I passed it. Mosley's was already closed. It was about 8 o'clock last night. So I'm headed to the Flying J. And I get almost to the interstate, and my daughter calls me and says, Daddy, are you close to Mosley's? And I said, Becerra, what do you need me close to Mosley's for? And she says, but Daddy, there's somebody breaking in. And I said, I'm on the way. So I do a donut in the middle of Cloverfield Road.
In your car, in your truck that you found?
This is my green truck.
Oh, okay.
This is the other truck, not right. The one that got stole.
Yeah.
So I'm hauling Boogie back to Mosley's store. So what had happened... Mandy, if you're listening...
Who listens?
Everybody.
Okay. She listens.
She does listen. And her daddy's Buckwheat. He calls occasionally, and I know he's listening. But Mandy and Sarah were coming by Mosley's, and they see this dude climbing over the lawnmower cage over there.
Mm-hmm.
And so they whip around the church parking lot, and they come back. They call me when they're in the church parking lot. And that's when Sarah was, but Daddy, they're breaking into Mosley's. And so I'm like, I'm on the way. Block them. Get in front of them. Don't let them pull out. And so I'm hauling tail up there. As soon as I pull into the parking lot, they're taking off. All right. You know the area, Baron. By the time I got to Mitch Henry's house.
Yeah.
I could not see their taillights, and I had my truck pegged out. I mean, it was bouncing on 85 when I got to the top of that hill, so I couldn't catch them. I went back. The sheriff's department shows up. Here's what the sheriff's department does. They went through. They checked everything. They took fingerprints off of what they knew the guy touched. They inspected the video. They stayed there probably an hour and a half with us. I got Joe... He came down, we looked at the video and did everything, and I wish I could remember the two deputies' names because they were awesome. Actually, 3 deputies ended up showing up before the whole ordeal was over.
Did they steal anything?
No, they didn't get anything because Mandy stopped them. If she wouldn't have got there, they would have stole every weed eater in there.
And Detective 4 chased them for miles.
It's
at a high rate of speed. Hey, very high rate of speed.
Wow. CSI Pentlala.
84 SI. You got to contrast on consecutive nights, and this is going to be a key plank of the Campbell for Mayor platform. You got to contrast on multiple nights the difference in law enforcement from the city and the county.
And I, honest to God, I don't know the police chief. I do not. And I don't know whatever that dude that took Chris Murphy's place, I don't know him, but I know, to me, it seems like it comes down to leadership. If we had Derek Cunningham and Kevin Murphy running everything, I think it would be a great idea to do away with the city police officers and just go straight county.
Yeah.
And just
put them all under the sheriff's
department. Everybody up under Derek Cunningham.
Every 4 years, there's an election on law and order. Not downtown development. You're not conflating law and order with downtown development. And I have to weigh the two. Well, Todd's done a good job on downtown development, but the city crime is kind of out of control. You have every 4 years an election on, is crime under control? If not, let's get a new sheriff.
Well, downtown development's not going to be successful if they don't get crime under control.
Yeah. Hey, we got to take a break. 272-9.
That's going in the platform. Going in the platform, Jack.
I'm listening.
Jack's the figurehead.
I'm like Ross Pro. I'm all ears.
We'll be back. 272-9228 if you want to get in.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
That crazy summertime heat continues today, but our rain chances start to get a little better over the weekend. For today, high temperature in the mid-90s again, and the heat index at least 100 to 105. Partly sunny, spotty afternoon and evening storms here and there. They'll fade out tonight, low in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, high in the low to mid-90s. Coverage on the storms a little better tomorrow and a lot better on Sunday. I think by Sunday, the rain chances are about 50 to 60%. High Sunday, 92, and a decent chance of more storms on Monday. Track the storms with our free weather app with our advanced interactive radar. You can even see where the lightning is and where the storms are going to be. Plus, push notifications for severe weather alerts. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
This is Troy King. I'm the Republican running for Attorney General. My opponent, Steve Marshall, the real Steve Marshall, he's a Democrat. Appointed by a Democrat, ran as a Democrat alongside Nancy Pelosi, gave thousands of dollars to Democrats in their liberal agenda, including abortion. Marshall even had an Obama bumper sticker. The bottom line is, Steve Marshall betrayed us. He took a crooked appointment from Robert Bentley and then let Bentley off the hook. Because that's what Democrats do. Enough is enough. It's time to end the deal-making that's made Montgomery a cesspool of corruption. Steve Marshall knows that the only way a Democrat can get elected Attorney General of Alabama is by pretending to be a Republican. Don't let Steve Marshall get away with it. I'm Troy King, the Republican for Attorney General. Paid for by the Friends of Troy King, P.O. Box 240818, Montgomery, Alabama, 36124.
A con artist. That's what Will Ainsworth called Donald Trump. Ainsworth claims he'll stand up for our values, but he worked to defeat President Trump in 2016. Said Trump was, quote, not a conservative, and that his ridiculous act has gone far enough. There's more. State Representative Ainsworth claims he's a political outsider, but he voted on bills that benefited his own family's businesses. He controlled a Montgomery special interest group, funneled more than $120,000 in campaign cash to PACs and political candidates, including thousands to liberal Democrats. The truth is, Will Ainsworth isn't who he says he is. He's a Montgomery insider who tells you he's not. A self-proclaimed conservative who's run down Donald Trump. And now he wants to be your lieutenant governor. The real con artist? It's not President Trump. It's Will Ainsworth.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367. Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
I'm Judge Michelle Thomason, and I'm running for the Alabama Court of Civil Appeals. Did you know that 75 to 80% of civil appeals are family court cases permanently affecting the lives of children and families of Alabama? And I've ruled on over 13,000 of these cases. My opponent, she has never ruled on even one. July 17th, vote for the judge with a heart for families and children. Vote Michelle Manley Thomason, second on the ballot, but first in experience.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Judge Michelle Manley Thomason, P.O. Box 221, Fairhope, Alabama 36533.
Everyone knows your health is important, but so are your finances. For help with your physical and financial well-being, tune into Health and Wealth, weekdays at 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Trap, money, penny. This shit got me in my feelings. Gotta be real with it. Yeah. Kiki, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me.
This is Club News Talk. Welcome back in.
And I need you. Old Lady Hayes made a cameo appearance.
And then didn't stay on the mic. I think she didn't realize it's not television. You know, at the morning show, they do have a TV camera. She probably assumes when she comes and goes, people can hear her come and go. I'm playing this because yesterday at the News Talk studio, actually the whole Blue Water Complex yesterday was invaded by a music video producer who put together a video to this song of a lot of on-air talent, including Joey Clark.
It's great!
And Christy from Bama Country downstairs.
Joey had the best part.
Joey.
Everyone is commenting downstairs on how cool you look in your part.
Joey looks cooler on the other side of the pillow.
Oh, thanks.
I mean, it's unbelievable. He just moseyed around, didn't look like anything was bothering him. He had sunglasses on.
I love to mosey.
You mosey as well as anybody I know. You could really mosey. But we'll be back. We got a full house. Trisha had to leave. Thank you, Trisha, for coming by. That was fun. Christy joins us. Joey joins us. 84 joins us. Jack Campbell and Baron Coleman are here every day. Will Meacham joins us.
Wow.
Oh wow.
Talk about Montgomery royalty coming by.
He has presents, too.
You would think
you
this
don't
is
know an, that.
Yeah, I see a present.
I see it in his hand.
Oh, boobly.
Heck yeah. I really want another Reese's.
You would think this is an anniversary show or something. We'll be back.
Track money, Benny. Reese's.